a video showing legions of elderly people power walking at the middle of the street in the coastal city of Qingdao has gone viral. One would have thought that the middle of the street is for vehicles to go through, but why are the elderly folks occupying the middle of the street?
Well, according to a report by Qingdao Bandao City News, two groups of elderly people would take a power walk every morning in the middle of Anshun Road in Qingdao. Every morning at 6 a.m., they would be walking very fast in the passing lane of that road. The first two people at the front would hold up high banners of their walking group, and all of the group members wear the same t-shirt, either in red or in dark blue. Each group consists of 20 to 30 middle-aged and elderly people. They have a portable loudspeaker blasting motivational music. They take big strides and march on the road. These folks look happy and confident. But, well, if that picture was happening in a square or in a playground, that would be perfect. You see energetic elder people marching and exercising. But happening on a road where this is a fast lane and maybe passing lane, I'd have a problem with it.
Yeah, this is not the only case as well where we see elderly people just being rebels, right? Using facilities for their own means. If it's not the roads, it's a basketball court. Or that's what happened in Luoyang, Hunan province, between, I guess, basketball players, a group of young guys, and a group of elderly dancers. I guess the incident happened on May 31st and sparked debate online after the video showing, I guess, a group of seniors quarreling with some young guns over this basketball court and how it should be used. I guess went somewhat viral. People saw it. And so a lot of netizens said, oh, God, these older people. What are they doing? This is a basketball court. You can't just go around and dance wherever you want. This place was constructed to play the game of basketball. You're not supposed to be there doing anything else but basketball. Yeah.
Yeah, so. And when it's a road, then I guess it's for, especially the fast lane and the passing lane, so that is for the car at the back to overtake the car in the front.
Yeah.
That's all devoted to the purpose of vehicles, not human beings to walk on it, and not to mention that these folks are doing power walks. That sounds really energetic.
Yeah,
and also, what a scene when they're marching in groups and in unison and with the banner. I can't remember what it says on the banner, but it does show that we are a group in solidarity and we're doing this together. We're exercising and we don't care where the cars are going to go. That seems to be the message. Am I interpreting this correctly?
Well, I think you're definitely, yeah, there's definitely something to be said there because they're not just walking in a group together. It's almost they're walking in like some solidarity as like a group of like, we're proud to be here. Look at us. You forgot about us, but we're here and we're trying to get some exercise. You know, yeah, at some point as it's like maybe they feel after their usefulness to society is gone, society forgets about them. Like, and that's no way to live. So maybe there's this mindset of saying, hey, remember us? We got you here. And we just want to walk down the street. And so, you know, let's paint a picture about this street. It's an 8-lane road, okay? So the passing lane, there's probably multiple passing lanes. And this is happening at 6 a.m. In the video, as I understand, the traffic video shown, there's no heavy early morning traffic that's going on, or at least that's what I've heard. Car drivers can easily see them, and they can slow down to avoid them. You know, if you go to cities like San Francisco, you'll see people that are an inconvenience to you riding their bikes, not going as fast as you. You know, sometimes it's not all about the person in the car, but rather the day in, day out people trying to maybe not drive cars, maybe to run down the street and take a jog in the afternoon or something like that. So I do see this as being relatively unsafe in some regards. I think they're trying to find a good time to do it where it's the safest time. I think they're also making a statement saying, hey, like, don't forget us. We have no place to go. Where should we go power walk? And so these kind of things. And instead of young people maybe giving them an alternative, they just like to point fingers and say, God, these menaces to society. That's
well,
what I see going on.
We don't really see any alternatives, as Ryan said, but there were police going to this this group, well, marching group, saying that maybe you shouldn't do that on the road because it's not safe. And there were some group members would lag back sometimes, behind sometimes. They'd pick up speed without looking at the traffic lights of the intersection at all. So I think the problem here is not only because they break some rules, but because when elder people break rules, we think like, okay, you've been left of the society for a really long time. The society was not like this when you were young. So nowadays, we will cut you some slack. But when we're dealing with young people, we say you should follow the rules because rules are the foundation that we build up the society. I don't understand why there should be double principle here.
Well, I think the thing is, I don't think what these people are necessarily doing is destroying society or making it much harder for people to go about their daily lives. I mean, what I described to you is cars can easily pass these people, but give them an alternative. I mean, it's not necessarily a doubled standard. It's as much as they're saying, where can we go? You know, everybody else is working. So, of course, where do we go? Here, let me paint a different picture for you. Okay, so China's population is aging. We've talked about it probably 90 million times on this show, at least. I mean, with the Ministry of Civil Affairs saying that 220 million Chinese were older than 60 by the end of last year. Okay, and by 2030, that's 25% of your population. You're saying, I forget about you. You know, I won't give you a suggestion, but I don't like that you're marching in the middle of the road. I think to be constructive, you got to give them something else, because let me give a different statistic to you. According to a survey from 2014, Chinese people are enjoying more spaces in the cities to take exercise compared to the survey done in 2003. And in fact, that increase happened 99.34%. But among those spaces, basketball courts take up the highest percentage. You're not building infrastructure for these people. You're not trying to solve their problem. That's what I mean. It's like saying, you know, society wants to please the taxpayers, build infrastructure for the taxpayers, because they're the ones that are making the gears move. Once older people hit a certain age, why would you invest in them from a certain logical standpoint? Because they're not contributing anything anymore. You know, you got to build daycares. You got to build these kind of things so that professionals can keep being professional. And so when you invest in that kind of infrastructure, I think you're investing in a developing society, a very developed. But the thing is, I think it's only expenditure when you invest in an infrastructure that's for the elderly. But yet we cannot forget them, you know, because where we are, who we are, where we are today, that
it's all
is
from them.
Yeah, exactly. So I think as an ode to them in some way, though it doesn't necessarily help us in our young lives, is we should strive to find an alternative instead of just pointing fingers and saying, hey, what are you doing? And you know, this is netizens. This is a group where people online, the only voices you're hearing are young people. Their voices aren't there. These people aren't necessarily as active online as young people. So when you're referencing, oh, look at the netizens, yeah, that's only the young people. So where are we hearing these older people? They're really disenfranchised. Where voices matter, they're not being heard.
Their voices are being heard. That is in the streets, in the middle of the streets where cars are supposed to go, but they're taking up that space. And also in basketball courts.
But the debate happens online, where everything happens online.
Well, I guess that's where a lot of headlines are being made these days. And I think it's actually a good thing that it directs our attention to the conflict. And I think that's really unfortunate. The part that young people find it difficult to stomach is, I think it is an assumption, but in our society, we tend to think that the grandmas, the grandpas, or elderly moms and dads, they are supposed to be calm and tolerant, and they would have a conversation with you. But when they're making force to be seen in front of you and making a claim by saying that you're not playing in the basketball court because we're going to do square dance now, by saying that you are not going to take up the car lanes because we are going to walk here now, because that's what we've done since forever. That kind of argument sort of gets people in the wrong kind of wrong foot, pretty much.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I also kind of agree with Ryan when he says that the internet is kind of the place for young people. So we are saying we should not generalize. We should not labeling a group of people based on one individual's behavior. But saying that we're ignoring the 25% of our population, isn't that also a generalization? I don't think we're forgetting them. We're doing what we can in the fastest way to take care of them. We talk about how to make daycare better. We talk about if we can live up to 100-year-old, how can we raise ourselves? What should we do? That's our way of paying attention. And I do believe there are many people paying attention to elder people. But the thing is, even though the fact is there is not enough facility for elder citizens to exercise, it doesn't give them the right to ignore the rules or using a very strong attitude saying we don't have a place to go, so this is where we're going. That attitude is most people are angry about.
No, I disagree with everything you just said, that you are moving toward an infrastructure and trying to solve this problem. Look at the high amount of basketball courts that were built. That wasn't infrastructure for them. That is investing in an infrastructure not for them. They're not jumping around playing basketball. These aren't the kind of sports that they can do. And in the few parks that are reopening, I think you'll notice there have been fights because there's just not enough space for them to be able to do their activities.
Yes.
Here's where the investment happens, is like everybody's going to be an old person at some point. And so your youth is only temporary. You will be these people one day, the people that you are disenfranchising. You know, the last laugh will happen to you because one day you're going to be that person and somebody else is going to be sitting in that chair saying, New Hong Lin shouldn't be marching down the street. She's old.
Not be marching down the street. I will find a place good enough for
it's
me
easy,
to exercise.
To
and
that.
If I can't find that place, I will go to the government saying we elder people need a place to exercise. You've made the place we used to exercise a road. And also for the basketball court incident, actually the community did assign them a 1600 square meter place to do the square dance. They're not happy with it. They think it's not good enough. They think there are fewer maybe lights or whatever. They're just not happy with it, so they decided not to argue about it but go to the basketball court and say we want a square dance here because we like it here better. What's the attitude about that?
Well, I think it is quite interesting that I feel there is a certain sense of entitlement. I think we're all getting a sense of entitlement. But here with the elder folks, I think there's one thing that I almost envy and admire them of. That is, if I like it this way, I'll do it my way. And that, without really playing by the rules, maybe there's a big number of these folks together congregated. Mm-hmm. So they feel that, well, no car's going to hit me, and I am doing this in a group with other people. So yes, my voice has to be heard. It's not like you have the choice of accepting it or not, but it's in your face. Doing it this way.
I think what New Hong Lin is saying is like, take what you can get. This is it. This is what we're going to get. Hold on. Can I finish before? Thank you. Take what you can get. This is what we're going to give you. Be happy with it. You know, I don't think we specifically know the details of what was given to them. Maybe it wasn't as nice as you paint the picture. But, you know, as someone that loves to run, actually, and back in the U.S. ran all the time, I'll tell you, there's always tons of people at 6 a.m. running down streets in the U.S., and people don't seem to kick up as much of a fuss. And I think exercise is a healthy thing to do. If these people were just out there causing problems, then I would probably sit in your tent, your camp. But I think they're out there at 6 a.m., probably when you are just getting up, and exercising. And they're, you know, the mentality, there's something to be spoken for. These people are carrying banners. And I think that's actually really, in a way, kind of touching. I think they're trying to say, like, in a way, they're trying to get attention. They want you to talk about them. I think they want us, some people, to care. I think, you know, I'm not saying that specifically this is happening in China, but I definitely think it happens in the U.S., where sometimes people put their parents, their grandparents in nursing homes and just forget about them. And I think, you know, we kind of don't attribute the humanity to them anymore once they stop contributing to society. Yet these are people. These were people like us that were this young this time. And I think they always want to be remembered and cherished. And at the same time, yeah, I do think there is a portion of them that say, you know, I deserve to be remembered. I deserve, this basketball court was paid for by my years of hard work that I contribute into this society that you're just now starting to make ends meet for. But I worked my whole youth. So why do you get to kick me off this place?
Yes. First of all, I'm not saying that this is what you get, so be happy about it. I'm saying that if you're not happy about what you get, you should voice your voice in a good and decent way. And second, when you're talking about young elder citizens don't want to be forget about and want the attention, that part I agree. And I remember this movie, elder folk making a wrong, false testimony because he needs the attention, he needs people come and interview him. Well, that was a very sad and tragedy kind of scene and plot in that. But I don't think two wrong make it right. He's still making a false alimony.
Okay.
Testimony.
Okay. Yes, I think I see what you are saying, Ryan. I understand that you say that these older folks feel that they deserve the good things. They deserve people's attention. They deserve this and that. But young people can also say, I deserve to have my basketball court when it is built for that purpose, when I am paying the taxes, when I'm paying for the pension fund and all those things.
But they already did that for many more years than you. So why do you get it?
Well, actually, there is one technical loophole. There is that the Chinese pension fund only started in 1997.
The infrastructure, these basketball courts, where China's become, how it's developed, where it's moved, was in no small part the struggles that came before people like us.
Yes, that is a very good point. And I think the part that maybe shows that there's a difference in understanding between the generations is that a lot of people see this large group of congregation marching in the street in the morning as invasive. Because today's people, when you want to make your difference in opinion heard, you don't do it that way. And you kind of feel that maybe I'm invading other people's personal space. When people go to work or start their day, you don't usually see people do that.
Yeah.
And so I think there is this difference understanding of space and what is comfortable between people.
You know, I think yes, there's two sides to every issue, and where we can really solve this kind of issue is some kind of compromise, because I think the young, you're going to be in that camp one day. So an investment in that direction is an investment where you're going with each year you live on this planet. And, you know, I think it's help them. And by helping them, you will one day help yourself. But to tell you the truth, like as a lifeguard working at a university pool where probably many students were like, the elderly don't, what are they doing at a university pool? You know, but we often had special hours in special pools that were therapeutic for the elderly. We gave them a discount. We wouldn't allow anybody else that wasn't a student to come and use this facility. But the elderly, we cut them a special deal. And in fact, I remember thinking that that was a nice thing to do. Though sometimes maybe we couldn't jump in the therapeutic pool. That was actually built for little kids and them. And I think it did more good for them than it did for anybody else. And so I think these kind of little initiatives, these little things, mean the world to a group of people that feel forgotten. And I think that that's a cool thing. Because
yeah,
we're all going to be those people one day.
That is a really heartwarming thing. And I do see that there are plenty of preferential policies for elderly folks that, you know, after you pass the age of 65, pretty much all transportation is free.
And score.
Yeah. And there's a lot of preferential policy that's targeting the elderly folks.
That's
and
good.
One thing that I don't understand here is, in a way, aren't we making elderly folks sound like this monstrous group of people that jumped out of the middle of nowhere?
Yeah.
We've always had older folks. They didn't just appear overnight. What happened in the past?
Well, I think it's what's happening now. You have a whole area of communication that where dialogue is happening that they're not even a part of. So they're not involved in that. But there's more people on this planet. Communication's happening on a global scale. And this is something that happened relatively not too long ago. I mean, think about the cell phone. Think about internet. Hyung, that happened in our generation. So things have changed faster than anybody could think. And I think in these changes, these people have been left behind by a lot more than the age difference that was that in the past.
And on top of that, I feel like our society is developing. Say you get a kid now, you can find a babysitter to take care of your kid instead of your parents. So your parents would have the luxury and the good health condition to go out and do square dance. Whereas when elder people back then, they may doing really not that well at home and trying to still bring some bread onto the family table. So they don't have the luxury to do that.
And also, I think maybe to some extent, certainly I do agree with you guys that I think society is changing and the older folks, a new generation as such, just like the younger folks, a new generation of them, will reflect the happenings of our time. And I think with these older folks, when they were young, do the math generations ago, they were probably used to having loud music play out and telling you what to do and working in congregation, in a commune, that kind of thing, when that is no longer present in today's lives of young people. I'd imagine one day when I'm older, when I'm a dama, when I'm in my 60s, I wouldn't necessarily think that I would want to be with a whole group of people. I might want to be with a smaller group of my close friends and maybe do square dancing that way.
Well, I think, you know, at least in the U.S., because it's far less of a population in a lot of land, I think you actually see this kind of phenomenon happening where in certain areas, in certain towns, the population's very much older and a lot of younger people. Like, there's a bunch of cities in Arizona where it's just old people, like, cities, because I think they're like, hey, let's all kind of move in this one city, then we can have this kind of relaxed lifestyle and not inconvenience anybody. And so this kind of phenomenon's happened. And, you know, I think I just wish we can give people the best, those that necessarily aren't contributing anymore but have, you know. And in the perfect world, if we can find a compromise between age differences, isn't it worth it?
Yeah, and there are good people and bad people in each and every group. Mm. So don't wear your discrimination goggles when you're looking at old people.
Yeah.
Yes, and don't let a couple of maybe slightly more violent elderly folks destroy your image, your impression on these older folks, because most of the time they're so supportive of us. Don't forget that. You're listening to Roundtable.